Thanks for joining us as we complete our journey through the Gospels. Thanks so much for taking the journey with us this year. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 46, that's our passage today. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. And then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. And when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. It was time for Mary and Joseph to prepare Jesus to become what is called the Son of Commandment, or we call it the Bar Mitzvah. At that age, young boys were obligated to observe the religious practices, so Jesus made the trip for Passover. 2 decades later, he would make the trip again one last time, giving his life on the cross. We have spent this last year journeying with Jesus through the Gospels. We have considered his miracles and healings. We have learned from his teaching and parables. We have observed his interaction with the disciples who, like us, sometimes just didn't grasp the significance of the person they followed. But my prayer is that through these past months, we have seen Jesus in a deeper and more meaningful way. Our journey has not been to gain more knowledge, but to change our hearts. Our desire has been to know Jesus more intimately, love Jesus more passionately, and follow Jesus wholeheartedly. I pray that's happened as we have journeyed together this year. So, Father, that's our desire as we end one year and begin another. Help us start fresh with a deep commitment to follow hard after you through the great joys and challenges that a new year will bring. Thank you for your blessings over this past year, and thank you that regardless of the challenges and obstacles ahead, we know that you will be with us every step of the way. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If we can pray for you at the journey as you end this year and start a new one, just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.